when I hear Bible stories about Moses leading the Israelites through the Sinai Desert, I often flash back to the week that I spent camping out there with 33 other seminarians. By the second day, we told each other, now we understand why the Israelites grumbled against Moses all the time. It's a miserable place. Don't think Sahara Desert, nice, fluffy, rolling sand dunes. This is rocky, stony, dusty ground with some occasional brush, kind of like the Mojave Desert in California. But the Israelites' complaints go deeper. Before that story we heard today, they had run out of water. They complained, and God provided them water. They should have learned from that experience to have faith in God, to believe that God would take care of their needs. In today's first reading, they're running out of food. Do they trust God will provide for them? No. Instead of asking for God's help, they complain again, and that pattern continues again and again. God made them his people. He said he's going to deliver them to the promised land. He won't allow anything to stop that from happening. He will take care of all their needs so they can get there. God's miracles in the desert are signs of his providence, that he loves them and cares about them. But duh, they don't trust him. And that's the parallel situation that Jesus faces in the gospel. Last week, we heard how he fed 5,000 people. And in today's follow-up, the crowd is chasing after him. All they want are full bellies, huh? They too are missing the point of the miracle, of that work of God Jesus did for them. Jesus identifies that work of God as belief in the one God sent. Believing to the Jewish people at this time, it's more than yes or no. In answer to a question, in the context of Christ, believing means loyalty to Christ, commitment to him, solidarity with him, following him, loving him, sticking with Christ no matter what others may think of us. Believe that Jesus is the one God has sent. It's the same response he asks of us today. That's all Jesus says we have to do. Believe in him that way. There are no other demands or commandments, because if we believe in Christ like that, we will become more like Christ naturally, and we will have eternal life. Believing in Christ is having a friendship with Christ. Jesus doesn't want to be kept at a distance. He wants us in his life, his divine life, to be close to us, to hear about our problems, that we want his guidance and help. And he wants to give us more clarity and inspiration. The wonderful thing about developing a friendship with Christ is that there's no competition. Every friendship with Christ is personal and unique, so no one can beat us at it. No one else can know, love, and serve God in the exact same way that you do, because you are absolutely unique. Every friendship with Christ is totally unique. Now, and in heaven. Deepen that friendship by prayer, by thinking about Jesus at the stoplight, at the checkout lane, in the parking lot, while waiting for your kids or grandkids. At the very end of today's gospel, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the staple of life. The bread of life is the Word of God seen and heard in Jesus' preaching and teaching. That leads to eternal life. Remember how our parents could say something to us and make everything okay, or how some politicians just rouse us? How much more so the words of Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Jesus says, let the word of God animate us, energize us, make us grateful, loving, and forgiving the ways we're supposed to be. Christ came to bring us communion with God, not paradise on earth. It's okay to desire and work for happiness here on earth. Just keep the right perspective, because we were made by God for eternal life with Him, where we won't be hungry or thirsty, but fulfilled. Our life on earth is our pilgrimage toward eternal life in heaven, and we get there by believing that Jesus Christ is the one sent by God, believing by cultivating a friendship with Jesus Christ in our thoughts, words, and deeds. Look for happiness and eternal life in this friendship, and you will find it.